this holiday season. Prepare to have the stuffing scared out of you. Thanksgiving.
Alright, what's up, fools? Grand Marquise
and Sir Sko.
And this is Hella Horror, where we parlay about horror and shit. Each time we pick some movies with a similar theme and just get lost in them.
We'll be getting into some creepy shit, funny shit, and some dumb shit. Keeping it real, live and direct.
Yup. It's Thanksgiving time, alright, folks? Special edition for you. Kind of like when you just sit down back in the days when you were a kid watching fucking Charlie Brown and shit.
But just horror shit.
On Thanksgiving Day. And believe it or not, I thought when I looked at horror movies that came out on Thanksgiving or based on Thanksgiving, I thought I was going to find all kinds of shit, but it wasn't that many, man. It was kind of weird. Not like Christmas.
Man, because Thanksgiving is bunk to begin with. That's why.
Fucking horror show for the fucking Native Americans anyway. Yeah, we even looked at fucking... right before we started the show, we at the last clip that we saw for Shits and Giggles was from Adam's Family. It's the part two, Adam's Family Values. It's the opening scene on the camp and stuff. It's like the first big number where the kids are doing a fucking show about Thanksgiving and the popular white girls going, hey, you know what? You guys are savages and we've got fucking bullshit. And then Wednesday Adams goes, I'm Pocahontas, and in the future, you guys are going to fuck us over in fucking reservations. And then they fucking light the place on fire.
She goes ham. She goes ham.
Straight native on the motherfucker.
Hell yeah. Scalping his shit.
But anyway, so as always, we always pick a few movies. And the movies we picked this time around, and we're going to break them down as we go. So, first movie was Blood Rage, a.k.a. Nightmare at Shadow Woods, a.k.a. Slasher.
Slasher.
I'm about to tell you in a second why I said so many names, but it was released in 1987, back during the the fucking movies that were copying Halloween, Jason, and Nightmare on Elm Street and shit.
Man, that's when B-rated movies were popular.
For real. Yeah, man. They were like, let's get some fucking weirdo with a knife and just start stabbing people. That's the way it always goes down, man. We're definitely going to come across those type of movies on this show, for real. And as always, we got hella spoilers. I don't give a fuck. But so Blood Rage was released in 1987. It was made in 83, actually. So they were sitting on it for a minute.
And why is that? Do you know?
I don't know, dude. Man, I was looking, trying to look up that shit. I was like, okay, well.
A bunch of rankers.
But one thing I can tell you about the fucking AKA names is, like, the first release, when it was first released in theaters, it was made under the name of Nightmare at Shadow Woods, because that's pretty much where it takes place in the fucking...
Oh, that's right. The apartment's called Shadowwood Apartments.
Yeah.
They're already gangbanging, man. Fucking white folks, though.
But man, so the when it was released as Shadow Wood, or that long ass name, I guess probably it was like, dude, that's a long ass fucking name, change it.
Oh, they said that's too much like Nightmare on Elm Street, man.
Yeah, well, this is a fucking straight wannabe, man. Just copycats. Like straight copycats. When it was first released, finally, you know, in wide release, it was called Slasher.
Slasher.
But the first release had hella shit cut, apparently, because this shit's pretty gory. I mean, but it's like, you know, yeah. Looking back on it, it's like kind of, some of it's a little cheesy looking, but they're pretty good.
Yeah. No, so like killing scenes were pretty well done. I think they weren't cheesy. I mean, the acting was cheesy, but you know, the killing was cool. Yeah, yeah.
When it was finally released on VHS, then it was called Blood Rage. Watch, if you guys go on our Instagram at Hella Horror Podcast, you'll see two of the images why. It's kind of weird. Like, as you're watching the movie, okay, I'm going to press play on this Blood Rage shit. And then, like, the title card that comes out, it just goes Slasher. I'm like, what the fuck?
It's kind of what they did with Blood In, Blood Out, right?
Oh, yeah, it was bound by...
At first, it came out as Blood In, Blood Out. And then they said it was too gang-related or some stupid shit like that.
It was hella gang-related, that's why.
And then they changed it to Bye Bye Honor. Because that was more, I guess, appealing
to the white folk.
Or accepted, yeah, which is a bunch of bullshit. Mainstream.
Blood out, man.
Anyhow, so you got another case like that in this situation.
Yeah, but this was like a weird, what the fuck type of movie, man.
Big it's, WTF.
Yeah, man. Like you say, it came back when fucking popularized by like Freddy, Jason, Mike Myers. But this was hella biting. Like, even the music was similar to, like, the Phantasm theme song.
Right.
With the fucking silver balls fucking drilling people's heads in. And, like, the whole vibe, man. It's like, even the opening scene when there is a kid killer and he's just standing there fucking, like, catatonic and after killing somebody.
Children of the Corn.
Fucking Children of the Corn type shit. So this was directed by John Grismer. Internet told me he only did a couple movies. And he has no wiki, so...
Damn.
Wiki whack. Peace.
Wasted.
And this is written by Bruce Rubin. But this dude actually did some cool shit, apparently. He even got an Oscar for writing the screenplay for Ghost, with the one with Patrick Swayze, Demi Moore.
Oh, really?
And, yeah.
Did with this the same director from the movie?
He wrote this one.
Oh, they wrote it. Oh, he wrote it. Oh, that's why it's entertaining. I mean, it is entertaining, the movie, the plot.
Yeah, but I guess the actor's just like, wow.
Nah, yeah, the acting sucked. Balls.
Yeah.
Bunky balls.
Yeah, I'm about to tell you in a second.
Yeah.
But actually, the only person I thought that did kind of a good job with acting was actually the main bad guy. That fool, what's his name? Mark Soper. Because the thing is that he plays these twins, but he plays the good guy twin. He's like, acting like a weirdo and completely different from the other guy. He slouches. And then when he's got the bad guy twin, he plays him like he's all confident and then just fucking bananas as well.
The same dude?
He's the same actor.
Oh, man. I thought they were twins. Yee, la chingada. Sacado de onda.
Basically, this movie, it's about twin brothers, right? And the movie pretty much starts off with two little brothers. They're fucking creeping through the drive-in while their mom is fucking getting her fucking feel on with some dude in the front seat. She thinking they asleep, so they go, let's bang here in the Studebaker. Anyway, so they're walking around watching people, young kids, teenagers, everybody getting fucked and fucking.
And smoking weed, a lot of weed.
And weed. And one fucking guy like selling fucking slanging condoms in the fucking
the nerdiest guy too, man.
He's like, yeah, man, I'm gonna fucking slang these condoms out here. I'm like, what's wrong with you, fool?
Yeah, man.
They can just go to a liquor store and buy some. Relax, dude. Unless that shit was like fucking laced with fucking,
he was just a walking vending machine.
What was that?
He's just a walking vending machine. That's all.
Oh, fucking.
Wait, did you just say lace with PCP? That's some crazy ass shit.
Imagine that shit. You're fucking like a rabbit. Yeah. That'd be messed up. So, bad guy twin finds an axe. I don't know where the fuck he had. There's a gun in the car that they're at. I don't know why he didn't grab the gun. But instead, he grabs an axe. He finds a fucking dude banging his chick. And he goes, get the fuck away from me, you creep. And then fucking chops his head up. That sets up the story, because then the weirdo brother gets seen by the good guy brother. And the good guy brother's like stuck on stupid. Like, oh my God, I'm traumatized now. Well, PTSD on the instant.
You got to think about it, man. They found the couple in the car, the two little boys, butt naked, straight up butt naked. When did you get butt? I don't know. Maybe you guys do get butt naked in the fucking car to fuck, but... That's
a lot of work.
That was weird. So the little kid was probably shocked, like, what the fuck is going on? Why are they ass naked in the fucking car?
Tell motherfuckers, stay away from this motherfucking window. Fucking peep freak.
But the creeper brother's just in there watching. I'm like,
oh, yeah.
Fucking like, fucking, I don't know, man. It's like a peep show. You know, so then... Only kill the dude that's fucking the chick. The chick runs out fucking naked, running through the drive-in, all butt-ass naked.
Nice butt.
Screaming like her fucking head off. So bad guy brother sees his good guy brother all fucking stuck on stupid. So he puts the axe in his hand, rubs blood on his face. And then mom shows up with her fucking, I don't know, with Sancho. And he's like, oh my God. So then... It's like a wannabe scene out of fucking Halloween. Right in the first scene with a kid with a clown suit after he killed somebody. Fast forward, the kid gets blamed. He goes to a fucking, you know, insane asylum type of thing. Just like Halloween, just like Mike Myers. Now, fast forward, was this 10 years later? You know, they're all growing up, 18, 17, 18. I think they're 18 or 19 or something like that. It's Thanksgiving. Mom's a little crazy herself. She goes to the fucking thing.
Nutcase.
Yeah. And the fucking, the good guy's son's a little nutty. And he fucking flips out on some pie. Mom's back at home with the bad guy twin. And they're having this fake ass Thanksgiving dinner with some people from the neighborhood.
Oh, her boyfriend.
Oh, yeah, boyfriend announces her marriage and bad guy twin acts all weird. I mean, yeah. The whole fucking setup is weird. A bunch of bad actors with hella fake laughs.
And then for some reason, all the fucking actors had like green eyes, blue eyes, straight up white. I mean, no offense, but it was like
hella white.
Straight up, like no hint of blackness in there or brownness at all. At all. Maybe the ground or... the shadows, that's it.
The only part where it's kind of Latino-ish is when they go, let me teach you how to drink tequila.
Oh, yeah.
Lime and some fucking salt. Get the fuck out of here. Oh, disgrace. Shit. But in any case. So, Thanksgiving Day, good guy twin brother. Oh, here's the fucking names. The good guy fucking twin is called Todd.
Todd?
The pinche Todd.
What the fuck, Todd?
Basically, he ain't getting the job done, Todd.
Todd.
He escapes jail. The bad guy twin's name is Terry.
Terry.
Todd and Terry. Fucking Terry Todd. You know, there's
double
T's. There's actually a DJ, electronica DJ, called Todd Terry.
Oh, shit. Get the fuck out. You white too?
But he's dope. You white too? I have no idea.
Probably. I'm going to look him up.
But this is like the whitest Terry. Names you could have picked.
Todd Terry. Terry. First name Todd, last name Terry.
So, yeah. So that's the setup. It all happens on... The only time you see a fucking Thanksgiving theme is the fucking turkey at one point. Everyone with the fake ass laughs. So then for some reason, bad guy twin Terry, all of a sudden he just goes, you know what? I got to kill everybody. And he just starts killing everybody. Yeah. But then he kills everybody in different, clever, and cool ways. And he acts all fucking super crazy psycho. Brother shows, the fucking Todd shows up. And then it eventually leads up to the last girl alive with that finds a baby, whatever. And then they fight. Todd's a punk. You see the mom like fall apart till the end of the movie. And when she shows up with the gun, fucking shoots Terry, who she thought was the good kid, and then starts hugging on Todd, thinking it's Terry.
And here it comes. Wait for it.
After crazy mom kills Terry,
wait for
she
it.
Hugs on Todd, like they're gonna make out and shit, but she thought it was Todd.
Wait for it.
Who was Terry, and realized she actually shot Terry. Then Todd starts banging his head on the wall.
Wait for
saying
it.
He's Todd. The mom screams, I'm Todd. Bam! Fucking shoots herself right in the fucking hand. I mean, just pops herself off and then it ends. And then the whole time you're like, what the fuck?
That was nutty. That was nutty, man. That was, yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Yeah. It's all I'm going to say, man. But fun fact, the actress that played the crazy mom, like, you see her, like, just spiral out of control. I mean, the whole time she's crazy. Like, the way she does her hair and has cleavage. It's just, and her voice just gets all, like, raspy. Like, she had been gone out at night, the night before, and just fucking drank hella tequila. And she's like, whoa. Or went to a baseball game. I don't know what the fuck it was. But
living
the actress, Louise Lasser, she quit in the middle of the movie while they were making it because she couldn't get along with the director.
Who did?
Louise Lasser.
The mom?
The mom.
What?
So and then they finally convinced her to come back to do the movie, but she sucked anyways. Though.
Yeah, like, man.
She should have just cut her out.
Fucking
I mean,
yeah,
the scenes that she acted on was like it was over stupid, the top. Man. Fucking drinking hella wine, cleaning, eating food off the floor.
Yeah, somebody was stroking her ego as an actor.
Yeah, like,
they were trying to kiss ass, man, because she couldn't fucking act.
Yeah, dude, fuck.
And anyway. She like had those scenes where she's supposed to be thinking hard and look like she took a dump in her pants. She's like,
Yeah, she was stuck on stupid hella times. It was not even worth it. But the one thing that kept coming to mind was fucking Terry. That dude got some style, man. That fool was rocking some old beat up Nikes. I think they were Cortez. What were they?
I don't know, man. They kind of looked like Cortez, but it was some beat up ass fucking Cortez if they were.
Shit, man. They're either Blazers or Dunks or some shit, man.
I don't know, man. But I know who's the man for the job, man. It's Tio Caca, man. Do you know where he's at?
Oh, dude, he's up in the Pinta over by Haddonfield, bro.
Ah, shit, you gotta give him a call, man.
Word? How you gonna call him, man? He's fucking man, prison.
He's the man, man. Right, look, man, right. Watch. Just watch. Just watch.
All right, all right. What's up, Tio? The old man, this is Grand Marquise and Sir Sko. What's up?
Ole, que hubo, sobrinos? What you guys up to?
Oh, man. Hey, Tio, man. We're calling you, man, because check it out, man. We're over here trying to fucking figure out, you know, there's some shoes in this movie, man, and we don't know if they're fucking Blazers, Cortez, but check it out, man. I'm about to fucking send you a little quick image text showing the fucking image.
Yeah, because you know, Theo, man, every time we used to go to your house when we were kids, you had like the fucking catalog of all the old VHS movies and yeah, all them old ass horror movies. And watch, he's going to send that picture of that white boy. Watch. You see it, Theo?
Oh, Simon, I know what kind of shoes are our homes. Like, check it out, man. There's all the old ass fucking Cortez, man, when they first came out.
Damn, man, they don't even look like no motherfucking
hey,
Cortez.
Check it out. You don't have to, man, because I was around that time.
Yeah, fuck. All right, man. Hey, man. All right,
guys. I got to get going, though, man, because, you know, out here in the Pinta ain't no fucking easy ride, man. So I'll check you guys out later. This shit's costing me a pretty penny.
All right, Tio. All right.
So it is.
Peace. So, yeah, man. Well, fucking Tio Caca just called it, guys. Fucking Cortez, man. Fuck.
Yeah, man. See, that was the man. He knew was good, man. See, I told you we could get in touch with him.
Sorry, how do you get a cell phone up in his fucking... Man, that's just how we do, man. I'm not going to ask him if he got a fucking cell phone up his ass. I ain't fucking with that shit.
Hey, man. Hey, you ever heard of Mexican?
Never heard of Mexican. Oh! What a lady. All right, so the next movie is more of a much more high quality and well, much better put together movie was Christy. Just a single word, Christy. Released in 2015. It's a horror thriller type movie. This one was directed by Ollie Blackburn. Dude's resume is impressive. So this dude's kind of fucking, he knows his shit. Stars Hailee Bennett. She's the protagonist. She did hella movies. She most recently did The Devil All the Time, a movie that's straight on Netflix. So check her out. She's pretty too. Then you got Ashley Green, plays the antagonist, Violet. And she hella violent. She was in a bunch of the Twilight movies, garbage, and did some other things and whatnot. Well, what's it about though, fool? So in this movie, girl's alone on Turkey Day. You know, Thanksgiving, she's at college, on campus. Her BF is like a fucking Mormon. He don't want to stay around and tap that. You know what I'm saying? Sad, she's at home with no sex. And her roommate fucking pieces out. She's like, yo, I'm gonna go home. You wanna come? I'll buy you a ticket because my dad's getting off the campaign. I don't think that's gonna happen because white girl probably ain't got no security clearance. Or maybe she do. We don't know, but she don't go. So she's by herself with security. Wanna be looking at
L. Cool J. You meant L. Cool J.
And that's it. And so she go to the store. In her B&W, she runs into this Violet, fucking creeper as fuck, and just has like a weird situation. Her teeth are all busted up, looking nasty, and she just gives her a hard time. Yeah, dude, it just shit gets fucking shifty. The main girl, her name is Justine, fucking gets in her BMW, driving, and all of a sudden encounters bad guy girl, the antagonist, in her beat up ass, looks like an old school Torino, but just all beat up. Try to cut her off in the middle of the road. She swerves around her. Fast forward. Gets chased all over school because these killers, they kill the security guards and they shut all the power down. This girl, Violet, she's part of this group of like a killer cult. They're called The Fold. And they go and they kill innocent white girls, apparently. I don't know. And all over the world. You don't find that till later. So they shut it down and they're looking for her and they're trying to kill her. This girl goes straight Rambo.
Rambo status.
Part two. You know, she hiding in the cuts, taking them out. I mean, she goes ham on these motherfuckers. First dude, she smashes with her fucking car. The next one gets fucking stabbed in the eye and drowned.
And choked by the fucking bat to the neck.
Straight. Then she fucking smashes another dude with the fucking spiked bat. The same bat she has, she fucking spiked it and fucking whack.
She MacGyver that shit.
Dude, right in the back of the fucking head. That dude goes, and then the last chick, Violet, the one that she's been fucking, she fucking tracks her down, dressed like the bad guy, does some fucking MacGyver chemistry shit, because you see her go through this little montage at the beginning of the movie, and you know she knows chemistry and whatever. She's a smart college kid. She's a hot chat. And then she just fucking throws this compound on her, throws water on her, and she oof.
Gets on fire, lit that ass up.
Dude, she fucking burning to death.
On fire.
And the movie ends, and then she has all the fucking information on their phones, blah, 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 end of story. Good day. Love you. Happy Thanksgiving. So the next movie that we watched, sort of, but didn't watch, because the shit was horrible, horrible, is Thanksgiving.
Fucking one word. Grant Marchese.
It was like a comedy horror, what the fuck type of movie. But it's an interesting story on this one. So it was released in 2008, written by a group of friends.
College people.
The director, Jordan Downey. That dude has no wiki either. Wiki. He's only done a few things so far, but he's making movies. You give it to him. But him and his buddies, just a few, had like $3,500, about 4 G's almost, and made this movie. They put it together and they had it released, and it shows. It's fucking, the acting's terrible. The jokes are fucking terrible.
Can you even tell what it's about?
Here we go. It's about a fake fucking turkey killing people. It's fake as fuck.
Paper mache turkey.
Made out of rubber, a piñata turkey. Mache. And then it says jokes, one-liners. Like when the movie opens up with a pilgrim showing off her titties. Like the first scene is titties. You're like chichis right off the bat. I was like, okay,
that was kinda cool, man.
And then the turkey starts chasing her and kills her. And he goes, nice tits, bitch. Another time he kills another fat dude, bursts out of his fucking chest like alien. And then he goes, gobble, gobble, motherfucker. And that's it. Kills everybody. And then they burn it. And it comes
burn.
It becomes fucking toxic waste, like Toxic Avenger.
Then they make tacos out of it. Nah, just fame.
Turkey time.
Yeah, that was good thing we didn't watch that fucking movie. Man.
Yeah, because damn. But fun fact, though, folks, the sequel, Thanksgiving 3, it's the full name of the fucking title is Thanksgiving 3, The Search for the Sequel. And what's funny is that this movie was actually funded on Kickstarter, on a Kickstarter campaign, and pretty much funded by the fans. And I still don't know why the fuck you want to pay your own money to have them make another shitty ass movie.
And it's the second part, not the third part.
No.
Man, this is what happens when you get too many motherfuckers in one room smoking hella weed, doing some other shit, and you get some bright ass ideas like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was terrible. That's it. I'm not gonna fucking spend any more time on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then lastly, we just kind of had a fun time. We looked at a fake trailer, or a trailer for a fake movie that was in the middle of the movies on the Grindhouse double feature.
Grindhouse.
So if you guys know what Grindhouse is, we actually talk about it on one of our previous episodes.
Yeah. We'll make an episode out of it one day.
Yeah, we're definitely going to. Two movies, Death Proof and Planet Terror. One was made from Robert Rodriguez and the other was made by, what's the other guy? Quentin Tarantino. But yeah, so it's two full-length movies, but they're made together. And there are breaks in the movies and stuff, and there's fake trailers. So on this fake trailer, there's a fake trailer for a movie called Thanksgiving. And it was made by Eli Roth. He did a bunch of other scary shit, like Hostel and a bunch of other stuff. I don't know. It's escaping my mind what else he did. But he's well known. He's written a lot of stuff. He's really good. He's a great filmmaker. And, well, the trailer itself is made to, like, mimic old 70s and 80s cheesy mm-hmm. horror B-movie slasher films. Kind of like the first one we just chatted about, Blood Rage. You know, it's made to look like that style and made like it was a 70s film type thing. You know, fun fact is actually Eli Roth is actually interested in actually making the actual movie of it. Back in 2016, he even mentioned that he's been working on the screenplay, but hasn't found the right screenplay. He's kind of trashing it each time. So I'm sure eventually he's going to come up to it and he's going to be like, you know what? I'm going to fucking make that shit.
That'd be cool, man. That's, yeah. And what was the name of that again? Just Thanksgiving, right?
That's
yeah.
it. Yeah. Thanksgiving. Yeah. you know, the trailer, almost 3-minute trailer, and it basically is a killer dressed like a pilgrim shows up in small town in Massachusetts and just starts fucking beheading everybody, just cutting heads off. Bah, 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 bah. Either when they're just chilling, kissing their girlfriend, get the head cut off. Getting their dick sucked, get the head cut off. In a parade, get your head cut off.
Thanksgiving every day.
Dinner, head cut off.
Every day, all day.
Every day.
Every day. Everything you do, motherfucker, you get your head cut off.
For real. And then there's just one specific disturbing scene that is well known. Sir Skull, what is that scene?
Oh, man. This fucking guy did it. This motherfucker, the killer. Man, this the killer, man. The killer is fucking the turkey with the head sawed onto it. It's some crazy shit. I don't know what to think about it.
It's all making a noise.
Yeah, and it's like towards the end. And then what's so crazy about it, I don't know if it's funny for you guys or not, but you got like a crowd of kids looking at him while he's doing this. And it's like, holy shit, really? They went too far. Me se pasaron con eso.
Yeah, that shit was like, yeah, hard pass on that shit.
Yeah, I could have done without that.
It's a thin line between love and hate. So that's our movies, folks. Would you be down for that Thanksgiving movie if it was made?
For the...
That Thanksgiving trailer, like if the movie actually came out.
Fuck yeah, man. I'll go watch that shit off the fucking beat that, man. That's some off-the-wall shit, though.
Yeah, I was, dude. But, I mean, I fucking dug it. And I know that Eli Roth would come at it in like, you know, like kind of like what they did with Planet Terror and in Death Proof. You know, it's kind of, it's rough, it's purposely kind of bad in some ways, but you know the acting is going to be good and they're going to carry well, so you enjoy it. You're not like, oh, they're fucking shitty actors.
Yeah.
Not like the fucking first movie, Blood Rage or Slasher, where acting was so bad and they're trying to make a serious movie. Yeah. And you're like, wow, bruh.
Yeah, you need to stop, go home. Yeah. Close shop. But no, I think the same thing. I mean, I like the if you kept it the same as Planet Terror and Death Proof, then I would definitely dig it. I like movies when they have that certain look to it, like that old, you know, grimy, grainy kind of look to it. And it also reminds me of that old classic horror movies, like kind of like that movie Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the original one. Yeah, has that certain vibe. But then, like you said, those parts are overdone. They're cheesy, but they're done right. You know, they're done where it goes with what they're doing. It's not some fucking shit that comes left field and you're like, what the fuck? Why did that even have to be in the fucking movie? But yeah.
Yeah, but they got to leave out that fucking guy fucking that turkey with a head attached to it.
Yeah, man, that's a cool shit. That was disturbing.
But shit, man. Yeah, man. I'd be hella down with that shit.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. With all these movies, you know, all these movies are set on like on Thanksgiving, right? I mean, that's the whole. That's why we here eating turkey, panes con pavo, however you have it, tamales with fucking turkey, what have you, man. But I mean, which one do you think had the best job or did the best job setting it in Thanksgiving?
Fuck Thanksgiving. No.
Just, damn, fool.
Just play, man. I'll
call you Christy.
JK, man. JK. Look, I like. Shut the fuck up, man.
Send out a cult after you, man.
Chingados. A la borrega. So, look. I like Thanksgiving because it's a you know, the little commercial, the 2 minute film, because it mocks the whole Thanksgiving thing, and which is great. I love what they did, because that's what this is, right? This is the Hella Horror podcast. So I like it. It goes with it. So I'm gonna go with that one. But I have to say that Chrissy is, they used it in a way where it's not about Thanksgiving, but it's surrounding in the absence of people being around, and you know, especially at a campus where, you know, it does, because if they didn't add that part to it, and she's running around campus and no one's around, you're like, what the fuck is this? Where's everyone at? So in the sense that how they used it to create a scene for what happened, I would also give it to them.
Nah, dude, I agree, dude. Like, Chrissy, yeah, you're right. You know, with Thanksgiving, it being feel so solitary, everyone's gone, you're fucking depressed. But, you know, I've been there, though, you know. I mean, fucking a couple years ago, me and Sarah Skull said, you know what, fuck this shit, este. So we went down to some little ass fucking spot, ate a bunch of stuff, and just fucking, that's it.
And that was it, man.
Hey, fucking got no killer cult coming after us.
We didn't eat no turkey, though.
Yeah, we didn't have no turkey, huh?
We had quails, I think.
Fuck it, close enough to eat a goddamn bird.
Game, man.
Straight bird.
It's the Native American in us.
Gang on that bird.
Game.
So obviously that leads to the fucking movie they did the worst way when it came to Thanksgiving. And obviously I say Blood Rage. That shit was bullshit. That movie was just like, what the fuck's going on? The only time you understood that it was Thanksgiving is, it's Thanksgiving and we're all here in this fake ass table, these fake ass people, these fake ass laughs. And then crazy brother escapes from the asylum and that's it. That's the only time you never see the turkey again. The only time really you see mention of any turkey related themes or anything that has to do with Thanksgiving was when the crazy brother, fucking Terry, he's got the machete and he goes,
it's not cranberry sauce.
This ain't cranberries. He says it hella times.
Yeah,
even fucking the good guy, Todd, fucking doing some Todd shit, goes in the beginning of the movie, this ain't cranberry sauce.
Yeah, and even when they found one of the knives, he's like, Todd, or no, he was talking to his girlfriend. I forgot his girlfriend's name, but he's like, it sure is not cranberry sauce. It's like, God damn it, are you cranberry sauce? Okay.
Okay, yeah, it's Thanksgiving movie.
Yeah.
Anyways,
they sucked balls, people. It sucked fucking balls, and it was really Caucasian. And
Thanksgiving,
again, se pasaron otra vez con esta película. Puras mamadas.
Thanksgiving is ruined, and nobody cares. Yeah. That's exactly what it was.
Yeah, man.
Lo cagaron, bro.
Yeah, como siempre.
But there's always a saving grace in all these movies, whether it's bad or good. It's fucking kill scenes, bro. How did you fucking handle that shit? You know, we pick three kill scenes. Overall, you know, our favorite three kill scenes in these fucking movies that we saw. My three, I'm going to start off, is the first one's going to be in Blood Rage right off the bat. There's a doctor that's like a wannabe fucking Loomis from Halloween. Again, they're copying it. She's running to town telling the family, hey, your crazy boy, Pinche Todd, just escaped. And you need to fucking freak out and do something, just like fucking Loomis. Next thing you know, guess what? Terry shows up, walks slowly with a machete, wannabe Jason, and then cuts her in half. You don't see it happens off screen. He leaves that bitch. It looks kind of cool, though. She's like, you know, and she dies on the fucking grass. Break her legs off on the side, fucking twitching, and then she gets cut the torso. So
yeah, man.
So that's kind of my favorite kill. And then what makes it kind of weird is when Todd shows up, and he's crying and shit, and he picks up her legs and tries to put it next to the torso. You're like, dude,
super glue that shit, Holmes.
It ain't cranberry sauce, dude. It's just, yeah, man. Yeah, man. But my second favorite kill scene was in the Thanksgiving trailer. Eli Roth, it was a director in that scene. He's in his car, like convertible, because it takes place like in the 50s or whatever. And he's leaning back and his bra's just giving him head. She's like, dome, dome, dome. And all of a sudden he's like, ugh. right? You don't, and she just reaches up, and then it's just a fucking stump. The head was cut off. It's just a neck with blood. She's like, ah, she freaks Sab. Out. That was classic because Eli Roth, man, that motherfucker was excited. He's like, hey, I'm going to get it. And then gets fucked. So the third one is actually the first kill in Christie. It happens to be when, you know, this killer cult traps her in the in her dormitory. And the security guard's trying to get in, but he can't get in. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, one of the killers goes, whap, with a bat, hella hard. He goes down, and then he just started, whap, whap. I mean, it was fucking violent and brutal, man. I motherfucking went ham on that motherfucker's head. And you're like, okay, the black guy is the first one to die. So there goes that. Fucking A, man.
The black dude?
Yeah. Was it wannabe L. Cool J?
I don't know. They all look like they're on fucking meth because they got all this tenfold. He might have been Puerto
Rican. I don't know. No, yeah, man. I'm talking about the bad guy, but the security guard.
Oh, that's right. L. Cool J. Wannabe L. Cool J. Yeah.
I liked it because it was so brutal and violent. And you're like, and as soon as you see that, you're like, oh, shit. Yeah. Okay, this is going to, that the kills are going to be fucking pretty significant. And they were badass kills, but instead it was Christie killing them. Well, actually they kill a few other people, but man, for me that was my top three. Those are my top three. That's what's cool.
I can feel it. You can dream until you blue, but you will never top that. No, calm down now there, rap battle. All right, man. So for me, ese vato loco was Blood Rage. In the movie Blood Rage, I like it how, well, there's many, many, many different ones, but the one that stood out the most, I was like, God damn, was the one. there was a scene where the mom's boyfriend, what was his name? He had a name, Bill, or some shit like that.
Yeah, let's call him Puto Face.
Puto Face, man. So Puto Face, I guess he's the manager for this complex that.
It's like Lake Tahoe looking fucking place. Yeah,
so anyhow, they met and, you know, they're going to get married. So she's like on his nuts and he's like, bitch, I'll be back. Just stay calm, you know, because I guess he had to go back to the office because he's trying to straighten some shit out.
And it's all a fake. He's like, I'll take care of this.
He's trying to be that macho ass motherfucker. His balls haven't dropped yet. So, but anyhow, man, this motherfucker goes back to his office and he's sitting there. And so, fucking Terry, being the nutcase that he is, he comes around like how Grandma Casey was telling you earlier on in the episode how he had this weird thing with his mom, you know, Terry, which is the evil twin. And so, I guess this was his opportunity to get at motherfucker, you know? So he creeps up on him from the back. And he has a machete. Terry has a machete. And he fucking just slashes one across his head. Or actually on top of his head and splits that melon open. And what he...
No, first he chops his fucking hand off when he's drinking a beer.
That's right. That's right, man. So that's like... But see, it's two different scenes.
Oh, sorry. This is the aftermath.
Yeah, you fucking up my program.
Wait.
No, so okay. So when he fucking hammers him on the head with the machete, you know, it splits his melon open and then that shit just flops. It flops like it was a fucking pomegranate fruit and shit. And then it was gnarly, man. It was gnarly. I really liked that scene. That was on Blood Rage but the second one is Thanksgiving. I like actually all the headhunting scenes. They're awesome. You know, I'm gonna throw all of them in there because it was only a 2-minute flick. But the funny one, the one I was like, God damn again, was when the chick, remember when she's like talking to her boyfriend?
Yeah.
She's like, hey, look, and she takes her shirt off and she starts jumping.
Titties.
And her titties are just like fucking flopping, right? And the dude who's watching her, he starts to like, looks like he's playing with himself, right? He's like jerking off.
That's right, that was nasty.
Right. And so the dude, the fucking pilgrim or the...
Yeah, the pilgrim.
The pilgrim comes behind him and he slices his head off or some shit like
that.
He
cuts his head off.
Yeah, he cuts his head off. and you're thinking to yourself, okay, that's it. Nah, so you... So then they show the chick jumping, and when she comes back down, she fucking does the splits and she lands on the fucking knife, bro.
That shit.
Didn't show it, but I was like, damn.
That's a little too much.
Yeah, that was the double impact.
Well, that's right. Yeah, dude, that was intense. Yeah,
that was Manny, man. That was Manny, man. But yeah, so that was number dos. Number three is Chrissy, of course. And I actually like the last part, how Chrissy burns the bitch. The evil bitch. Yeah, man, she did some type of concussion with chemicals and shit, and then she fucking creeps up on her and just lets her have it, right? She throws the bag of these chemicals, yeah, and gets it all over her. So the chick jumps out and she's like, what? And she's like, what, bitch? You better back the fuck up. And she's like, what? They're barking like dogs. And the next thing you know, tries to jump at her. And then next thing you know, man, Chrissy fucking throws some type of
water. It was just water.
Oh, water, yeah. And that shit,
it reacted to the water.
It ignites, though, man. It took to hell. Fuck Jason going to hell. Went to hell. But
And all she had was a box cutter. They ain't doing shit with no box cutter.
That was lame, man. It's like she couldn't have, like, everyone else is running around with fucking heavy metal and shit, man. Is over here walking box around cutter. With a yeah. No, it was a professional box cutter.
Yeah, I'm like, man, go back to UPS. You better get fucked.
Damn.
So
that was it for me, man. That was my killer scenes, I should say.
You know what, honestly, you know, it's fun. Like, you know, even that Thanksgiving movie had, you know, a couple of cool killing scenes, but
yeah.
That's one thing about horror, yo. It's like all the movies you watch, the good and the bad, you even got some that have some really cool ass kill shit, man. I mean, I love some of those kill scenes. Those are fucking fun, man.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes that's all you can take away from some of these movies. Some of the movies we watch were like, fuck, what the fuck are we watching?
Yeah.
But that shit was cool how he died. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You know what? Let's go step into the tattoo shop. About that time, cuz.
Oh shit, man.
So let me ask the question. The question.
Yes.
What kind of horror story would you create based on the Thanksgiving theme?
Well, I would have to do something like what is it? The Thanksgiving. It would be something like that.
What, the fucking turkey?
The turkey.
The rubber turkey?
Yeah, man, but it'll be Cheryl. And who's Cheryl?
Oh.
Man, Cheryl, you guys want to find out about Cheryl later on. But Cheryl is this piñata, man.
She's the mastermind.
Yeah, man. And so,
the hidden force.
You better watch out for her, man. She'll fuck you up. She'll fuck you up. But yeah, so it'll be a story about her, man, how she's just like, you know, she plans this event where she's moving through the scenes and she's like sending out all these invitations for a big Thanksgiving gathering, and uh-huh. She's inviting everyone that she doesn't like that she's seen before, and the ones that she knows for a fact being Latinos, you motherfuckers killed my motherfucking people, man, my other piñatas. So that's what she's gonna use as a revenge. So she gets all these humans, all these family members in one area, and then the bitch just goes ham, and nobody finds out that it's the piñata doing all these things, because, you know, ha, 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 it's just a piñata. But in the end, man, this bitch ends up getting hit like a piñata, and then that's it, game over. That's something quick. And when I say bitch, people, I don't mean no disrespect. It's just the lingo. It goes with what I'm saying. You know, no hard feelings towards it, so please don't trip off of that.
Got him at this ways. Got him at that.
So what about you, Grand Marquisi? What you got?
All right. Let me see. Shit. This is a tough one, actually. Well, okay. So this is going to be kind of a Walking Dead type of situation. So, right. Thanksgiving's approaching, right? So this is what's going to happen. Little by little, in different grave areas, in different areas where there were a lot of dead natives. And I'm talking about U.S. on the eastern side, right? Or even on the west, but mostly on the whole east coast. A little bit like throughout November, like, you know, like the advent calendar, day one, a zombie just appears. But they creep through like whatever forest they can find, through the sewers, slowly creep to fucking where the pilgrims were hanging. That's where they first came. Where the fuck was that? Where they first had the first Thanksgiving feast?
Oh,
shit.
You're talking about, where was it at? Plymouth? Salem?
No, that was the witches. No, oh, that's the witches. What the fuck was it? So, folks, email us or comment.
Nobody gives a fuck.
Where the fuck that dinner was. So, anyways.
You're asking me like I give a
so
fuck.
So, they all arrive till Thanksgiving Day happened, and then they wreak havoc. They just start fucking eating all the fucking, all the ancestors of the pilgrims. That's a lot of white people, folks, from those little areas or from that dinner. And then they go and just start killing them one by one, scalping them. Not even scalping, they fucking scalping them, fucking cannibalize them until the very last one. Once that last fucking descendant is found, then they'll fucking just die and be just dead bodies. And, you know, is he going to be the hero, folks? Or is he going to be truly the bad guy? And that's what you want. That'd be my story.
Yeah, this motherfucker prep.
I didn't you prep,
guys,
bro.
Did you guys hear how he...
I didn't prep.
Like, man, he was rehearsing words. You should have seen him. Like, before we started, he was in the corner, turned around, and he kept mumbling shit. And I go, what are you doing, man? He goes, don't worry about it. So that's what he was doing. He was practicing this motherfucking scene because he didn't like it, what I did last time. So what? he's trying to up me one. Nah, I'm just playing, folks. You know how it is. In this
no mames.
Man. Ole, pues, kiss. Pues, que pues, man. What's next?
It's the last words. Last rites.
Your last rites. Your last rites.
Nah, so these are the last words for our people. What y'all need to do.
What you need to do, folks, gente, mi raza, is find us on IG, TikTok, and our Facebook group page at Hella Horror Podcast. We're also on Twitter. Our handle is @HellaHorrorPod.
Simon. So make sure you comment, you rate, review, follow, subscribe, and download our show wherever you get your podcast shows from. We're going to be there. We all over the place. We straight worldwide. Email us at HellaHorrorPodcast@gmail.com with your suggestions, fan art, hate mail. Fucking, we'll accept it all.
We don't give a fuck.
But you know where to find us, people. And remember, keep dreaming and do something about it.
Yeah, man. And you got to get it right, folks. Get it right. Get at us. Subscribe. Do all that good shit. But I guess this is it for this episode. This is Sir Skull. I'm out.
Marquise. Peace.
Rato.